You may now begin.
Good evening and welcome everyone to the regular meeting of the Santa Clarita Valley Water Agency Board of Directors for April 2nd, 2024. And with that, I'd like to call the meeting to order and move on to item two, Pledge of Allegiance. And tonight, I would like to ask Mr. Courtney Mayo if he would kindly lead us in a pledge tonight.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with all.
Thank you, Mr. Mayo. Our announcements for tonight are as follows. This meeting is being conducted in person at the Pine Street Training Room. As a convenience to the public, members of the public may also participate virtually by logging into the agency's Zoom meeting. A member of the public may listen to the meeting or make comments to the board using the call-in number or Zoom webinar link. In the event there is a disruption of service, which prevents the agency from broadcasting the meeting to members of the public using either the call-in option or internet-based service, this meeting will not be postponed or rescheduled, but will continue without remote participation. The remote participation option is being provided as a convenience to the public and is not required. Members of the public are welcome to attend the meeting in person. We do have members of the public present, so I would like to remind them that there are public comment cards just outside the room or perhaps in the back table. Please use those to help facilitate the public comment process. The procedure for tonight's meetings are as follows. I will introduce each agenda item. Staff will present. I will ask for comments. I will then ask for discussion and questions from board members. Please raise your hand. Once concluded, I will ask for a motion and a second. After any further discussion, the board secretary will call for roll call votes. All directors are present for tonight's meeting, with the exception of Director Cooper, who is somewhere on the other side of the globe on vacation, and Director Bronstein, who is running late, but will be here eventually. The meeting will now continue with item three, public comments. I do not have any public comment cards, so Madam Secretary, do we have any public comments under item three? Even though I did not read that these are public comments with regard to items that are not on the agenda. Moving for approval of the agenda, changes to the April 2nd, 2024 board agenda. Right. By approved, and we can move on to item five, consent calendar. There are five items on the consent calendar tonight. Is there a public comment on the consent calendar before we ask for a motion? Very good. I would entertain a motion for approval of the call the roll.
Yes.
Yes. Approve authorizing the general manager to execute a contract with A&N Technical Services for the development of the SCD Water Use Efficiency Strategic Plan. And tonight, we are honored to have our sustainability manager, that's a hard one to say, Matt Dickens, to make the presentation. Mr. Dickens.
Thank you, Chair Martin and members of the board. I'm Matt Dickens, Sustainability Manager, and I'm here tonight to provide a staff recommendation, which was previously presented to the Water Resources Watershed Committee by Dolores Campos while I was out on medical leave. But I'm glad to be back and in good fashion, good form. At least I think. Well, to be determined.
And we're going to talk about the Water Use Efficiency Strategic Plan for SCD Water.
Next slide, please. So in our presentation, in terms of a quick overview, we'll look at the history of water use efficiency planning in the Valley, dating back to 2009-ish. Conservation performance prior to that, as well as what we've seen in the various different periods of time during the SBX 7-7, 20% reduction in gallon per capita a day by 2020, as well as the interim period between when that legislation and when that compliance requirement sunset to what we're dealing now with, the Conservation Long-Term Framework of AB 1668 and SB 606. We'll look at the Water Use Efficiency Strategic Plan Needs Analysis, our requests for proposals, the RFP process, the results from that process, as well as conclusion, and followed up by questions or comments. Thank you. Next slide. So this roadmap kind of shows the journey that our agencies and our legacy agencies have had and undertaken relative to water use efficiency planning, dating back to 2005, when many agencies across the state of California signed the California Urban Water Conservation Council's Memorandum of Understanding, which initially identified several different best management practices of which agencies were supposed to comply with. That morphed into a performance-based compliance requirement when SBX 7-7 came on board in 2010. But right before that, we did an update here in the Valley of the Water Use Efficiency Strategic Plan, looking to conserve about 10% in gallon per capita day reductions. That effort was undertaken and provided measures and measure analysis for the agencies in the Valley, including things like tiered rates, different types of water conservation measures, these types of things that the agencies in the Valley could implement to incentive as well as support water conservation activity in the Valley. So shortly following that, the legislature and legislation of SBX 7-7 created a 20% reduction requirement by 2020, of which case in 2012, the Santa Clarita Valley Family of Water Suppliers and, well, actually 2012 Valencia Water Company had created its own water conservation plan. In 2013 and 2016, Castaic Lake Water Agency, in partnership with Newhall County Water District, Valencia Water Company, Santa Clarita Valley Water District, or excuse me, Santa Clarita Valley Water Division, to create the Water Use Efficiency Strategic Plan that helped the agencies through compliance with SBX 7-7 and kind of what we've continued to operate in an interim format and fashion between 2021 and 2023. So quite a history of water use efficiency planning here in the Valley. Next slide, please. And we can see that these plans have had an impact. This chart shows us on the black dashed lines and the primary axis, acre feet, we're looking from 1995 through 2023. We can see our actual production in acre feet, which is the black dashed line, our population growth, which is the red dotted line on the secondary axis, and then our various conservation targets between 2010 and 2023. And there are some shaded areas. If you hit the space bar, we'll see our first little animation here. So there's our gallon per capita day baseline, 272 gallons per person per day. If you hit the space bar again, we'll look at SBX 7. We were supposed to accomplish 218 gallons per capita a day. We got to a little bit past that, about 24% of our 20% target. And then we have our interim period, which is the very last, 2021 through 2023. Can you hit the space bar? So as you can see, since 2007, right around time of the Great Recession, we have a first dip, and that was recession impacts and conservation impacts on demand, followed by the drought from 2013 to 2016 and conservation and water use efficiency strategic engagement with the community realized quite a bit of conservation. Today's population is using water at the same rate that we were in 2000, around the year 2000, even though our population has increased by over 50%. That's pretty impressive. Next slide, please. Hit the space bar again. So here we can see a linear graph that kind of shows us our gallon per capita day. Same period of time, from our pre-1972 during our SBX7-720% by 2020 compliance period. And then we end up at 160 gallons. So we've gone from 272 gallons per capita day to 160, which is a reduction of 41% in gallons per capita day. Pretty impressive for the community. That has a lot of work. That has a lot to do with conservation planning, strategic planning, drought response, and of course, environmental and other types of factors. But the reality is our community is still a wonderful, great place to live, to have a family, to have a business, and we have water, and people are using water efficiently, and that's a great thing. Next slide, please. So SDG Water's mission is to provide responsible water stewardship to ensure the Santa Clarita Valley water, or the Santa Clarita Valley has reliable supplies of high quality water at reasonable costs. This aligns very much with our water use efficiency strategic kind of mission that we have in our conservation group, which is to assist our customers with their water conservation goals. Those goals vary. Some customers want certain types of landscapes, certain types of water efficient or water using devices and water practices of their businesses. And our goal is to help them achieve efficiency by through technology, through behavior, through practices, policy, and other incentives. So water conservation is a critical component. The cheapest water that we have to have reliable water supplies is the current water that we have. So conserving it will always be one best option for having reliability and resiliency in our water supply portfolio. In addition to that, our customers ask for high quality of life at the most affordable costs. Well, when you have various different types of water demand preferences and characteristics for your home, businesses, and your recreation, you're going to have those things are going to be water intensive. So the best way to accomplish the best outcome is to have water efficiency driving those practices so they have lowest cost but the highest performance from those desires and preferences. Next slide, please. So in addition to conservation impacting our water supply reliability and being a great source of water to conserve as it is the most cost-effective water that we currently have in our portfolio, water use efficiency strategic plan, as we can see here, specifically to this plan, will have three deliverables that has a cross-organizational influence and impact. So the water use efficiency strategic plan, the deliverables that we see coming out of this effort include water demand forecasting model internal for our organization, our strategies and measures, which we'll call the plan, and then performance tracking and reporting tool, which we'll call performance management of the system and the strategies over time. Those have significant deliverable impact across the agency, including they'll help us comply with our state mandates as well as our own goals and our own objectives here at the agency. Those mandates include things like AB 1668, SB 606, Conservation Long-Term Framework, annual water use objectives, as well as non-functional turf prohibitions that are going to be coming online in 2027 and 2030, and then longer-term conservation beyond those efforts. So this really is a great time for us to pull in this knowledge, this information, and develop a plan that can help navigate into the conservation future, if you will. We'll have improving our demand forecasting. The plan will inform the Urban Water Management Plan, which is going to start in January 2025. Supply planning and investments will be informed by this plan. It'll inform revenue planning and rate design, which, of course, the more reliable and less uncertainty or varying range we have in demand forecasting, then we can have rate designs that recognize how much water is going to be sold to help improve those revenue models. So it'll inform them. Enhances customer service, engagement, education. It'll enhance community sustainability, help us reduce energy consumption, and reduce GHG emissions. Water conservation is by far the largest source of reduction of greenhouse gas emissions that our agency can implement. Next slide, please. So again, the Water Conservation Long-Term Framework, these are pieces of legislation and regulations that we're dealing with now in the conservation and the larger water industry here in California. They do establish the next phase of conservation in the state of California. By one, requiring that we have an urban water use objective for indoor consumption, for residential indoor consumption, landscapes, residential and commercial, as well as water loss standards. Annual reporting began in 2024. We launched our first reports for DWR, the Department of Water Resources, in January, although it's a temporary kind of placeholder plan because the State Water Resources Control Board has yet to finalize its recommendations in its emergency regulations. So we're going to see that kind of come back again and maybe have to report a different number. Our usage is what it was. We'll also have enforcement that looks to begin in 2027. The water use objectives and performance measures are relative to indoor, like I said, indoor residential irrigation water usage, water loss targets and standards, bonus incentives for recycled water use, and one that's a very big lift is the performance measures for CII, which is commercial, industrial, and institutional customers. There's a whole litany of measures that we're going to have to work very closely to implement successfully to help improve conservation in that sector, but also to do it cost effectively. Next slide, please. So this is it used to be clear to me, it's a little clear, less clear as we're getting through it, but here we can see the water use efficiency framework launched and adopted in 2018. We're now in 2024 at the beginning, and we had our first report. It was due by December 1st, so here we are. We have received our indoor water use standards from the state. Those were prescribed in legislation. We have been given our aerial imaging for our residential customers. We have not been given aerial imaging for our commercial customers. That's something that we're going to have to develop. And we haven't had the finalized regulations adopted by and released by the state. We have seen recent regulations come out in the past couple of weeks where the state came back from its first more prescriptive, more stringent set of regulations to something that's a little more flexible and a little less stringent, particularly to the irrigation outdoor standards. But we probably won't see that adopted by the State Water Board until sometime in the summer. So we're going to have a little bit of work and a little bit of policy making on the state side before we can take that information and inform the Water Use Efficiency Strategic Plan. But I think that the way that we're going to develop this process, this is good timing, as we've got some work to do before we get to the measure analysis. Next slide, please. Okay, so there we are with some conservation work we've done in the Valley. Got a long history. Very smart investments by our community. Efficiency is taking hold. It's going to require us to, as we all know about diminishing returns, and also we've heard the plucking the low-hanging fruit. Now we have to climb higher up the ladder to get less fruit, but it's there, and we're going to need to get that conservation and capture that conservation, which is going to require a deeper dive or higher climb, however you want to look at it. For the scope, we have five here. We've got task one is our project launch, our staff coordination, and our data analysis, which is quite a big lift. We have a lot of data. We need to compile that data, curate that data, and prepare it for analysis. Step two is the water demand forecast development. One of the things that this model does differently than historical models is that we have asked the consultant to work very closely with other consultants that we have, as well as other modeling tools that we have, to develop an in-house capability and capacity to do water demand forecasting. That's a GIS. We have a GIS-based model that we can use demand forecasting, run unlimited scenarios once we get those demand factors and those other key economic type of economic econometric data, economic data, population data, climate change data, all these different types of variables will be coming to inform how demand is going to look like in the future to the best of our ability. And so by capturing that data, we're able to take it, look at our existing demands, our build out, and then temper it with those variables so that we can have more accurate, better accurate, and more frequent ability to update our water demand forecasting models. Task three there, the typo, water use efficiency strategies and measures. This will work with this task will work internally, but also with our community stakeholders, to develop a series of measures that are both cost-effective, but also feasible, and that can accomplish the conservation that we're needing to accomplish. Then we have task four, which is development of the plan, and the engagement that comes along with that, board engagement, community engagement, agency engagement. And then finally, once that plan is adopted, we'll develop the Water Use Efficiency Program Tracking Tool, which will allow us to plug in demands and actual production every year, as well as program participation, so that we can use that to inform decisions in a performance management practice. Next slide, please. So our project we hope to launch here in March, April 2024. Here we are, already in April. Task one would take place through April through May. That's the collection curation of data and the project launch. Task two would be May through November, as well as task three, another typo. I think one of those tasks is hiding somewhere. It must be task three. Task three is trying to say it's task two, but we'll have a discussion later. Task four, November through December, the Water Use Efficiency Strategic Plan, we hope to have that before you January through March of 2025, but we want to have the tables and the specific critical data ready for the Urban Water Management Plan process, which launches in January of 2025. March through June, we'll wrap up the project and develop the performance management tracking tool. Next slide, please. So, we are SCB Water's public agency. We followed a public bidding process to go to request for proposals. We posted on Planet Bids on January 19th, 2024. We received some questions and responded to those on January 30th. Those questions were very specific to who might be conducting or what type of model would the water demand forecast model look like. We already have a contractor and a consultant that's working on developing that model. So it's something that is we would have in our GIS system, and it's already developed. So that was something they were thinking that maybe I needed to have a subcontractor with this firm. We said, no need to have a subcontractor with this firm. It's already being developed in a different effort. So that was really the question. Proposals were due to the agency on February 23rd. We did receive three proposals. And here we are after presenting to the Water Resource and Watershed Committee in March. We're here at the April 2nd meeting right on schedule. Next slide, please. In the staff review process, we did look at three different proposals from BEAR, which is Berkeley. I don't remember the acronym exactly, but it was a firm out of the Bay Area. They provided a proposal, as well as Manaus Water Management, who I should note did our previous water use efficiency strategic plan, and then A&N Technical, which I should mention did our 2009 water use efficiency strategic plan. So we have relationship with two of these firms. Bear we had none. Staff from Sustainability and Water Conservation, Water Resources, Communications, and Customer Service met and graded and scored and reviewed the proposals on February 22nd. And with that, SCB Water staff, our team recommended that A&N Technical be awarded the contract, as they were the most responsive and qualified proposal. They included significant focus on technical research and analysis, which was something that we really wanted to dive into so that we can get the water demand factor and forecasting tool to have as much analysis and rigor behind it, as well as our measures analysis and measure implementation analysis. And then in general, A&M Technical scored highest on the medium scope of the work. Next slide, please. Regarding financial considerations, funding for this work is included in the FY 2024 and FY 2025 Water Sustainability and Energy Professional Services, so it's not an additional cost. It has been budgeted for in these budgets for these fiscal years. Next slide, please. And I apologize, this came out to you right when I got out of post-op, and it should say that the staff recommends a board of directors authorize the general manager to execute a contract not to exceed $495,090 with A&N Technical Services for development of the SCB Water Use Efficiency Strategic Plan. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions. Thank you. Next slide. Is there another slide, a question, comment slide there? Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Matt, for your presentation. Good in person. We have any public comment? I don't have any public comment cards, Madam Secretary.
We do not.
We do not.
Very good. Yes, sir. Director Kyle, you had something to...
So, a question, Matt. Your last comment there sounded like
that it fed them through water resources, or the water resources didn't make a recommendation to the board? Is that what you intended to say?
It said that the Water Resource and Watershed Committee recommends. That was our staff recommendation to the Water Resources and Watershed Committee. It went through and was approved via consensus of the Water Resource and Watershed Committee for the board to consider it.
So the Water Resources Committee has recommended. It's
okay.
It's not quite what I understood. Thanks.
Okay.
Right, we heard the presentation. We do recommend going forward with this.
Okay. All right, Director Armitage.
Thank you. So thank you for your presentation, Mr. Dickens, and thank you, Ms. Campos, for your support. I had one question and two very brief comments. My question is on the task related to the climate impact analysis. And I'm just wondering how specific to the climate of Santa Cruz Valley is that going to be based on? Like, is it regional data, or is it really going to be SCV water, or not water, Santa Cruz Valley specific climate related data that's going to be used for that?
I'll probably stay up here for a little while. Director Armitage, great question. I don't have the answer to that specifically, how specific it will be drilled down into our valley. I'm aware of state data that's available and other sources of data, but I would hope that our group look for as robust a set of data as possible to be as locally specific as it can be.
Thank you. That's where I was going with that. So thank you. And then just a couple of comments. So I was really glad to see the tasks. There's a couple of tasks related to stakeholder engagement, and particularly planning on having a public workshop in advance of adoption. So I was glad to see that. And then there's the section on document research and findings, and it talks about where the data will kind of be stored or housed. But I just wanted to add that I would encourage you to also include the data sources into whatever the final document is going to be, so that I think any reader of the document can understand where the data is being pulled from. So that's it. Thank you.
Vice President Goodson.
A couple quick questions. It sounded like we already own the model, or it'll be our model, but this is a modification of it. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And then I didn't hear you say, and I was looking for, how much more do we have to reduce? Is there another number that's been established, or what is the state looking for at this point?
Great question. Those standards have not been finalized, so I can only share what I'm aware of. I know that state legislature has said that our indoor water use objective has reduced already from 55, what it originally was 55 gallons per person per day up to 2025, from 2025 to 2030, 52.5 gallons down to 50 in 2030 going forward. Legislation now makes that 49 or 55 by 2025, 47 by 2025 through 2030, and 42 gallons per person per day by 2030 and beyond. So it's dropped considerably on the indoor water use budget. The outdoor standard is currently under negotiation and development in the policymaking world. So I do think that that's going to be somewhat more prescriptive than what we know to be the previous iterations of Muello, at least. So I think there will be some conservation there. I don't know exactly what that impact would be to us going forward. But I know that there's more reductions occurring. And there's the CII performance standards that we have to meet, which had not been previously required.
Okay. That does sound really complex.
They're pretty complex.
And the indoor, that's final, though? Like those. Numbers
that's through legislation, yes.
And it's through, it's final signed.
Okay. It could be changed if the legislature opens it back up, but yeah.
Okay. And then lastly, how does this incorporate, if at all, a water shortage contingency plan where we have, the different stages of shortage? Is it going to be in there, or is this completely separate?
I think that the water shortage contingency plan is already an addendum to the urban water management plan. It is set for specific criteria of shortage or to prevent shortage from occurring. In this case, this would be, I would call it our standard or normal operating year water use efficiency strategic plan, which this plan will support. The water shortage contingency plan will provide additional support beyond what the water use efficiency strategic plan applies, because we're talking about normal year active conservation to more emergency short duration conservation requirements.
So we might learn some new information from this effort that could help us in the
shortage
issue.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Any other comments? Vice President Lodahosky. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to one of the deliverable impacts, the improvement of demand forecasting. So we'll be looking out for that. Absolutely. And this was heard at the Water Resources and Watershed Committee meeting. And we want to make a motion to go ahead with this and approve.
Motion by Vice President Rosahowski. Do we have a second?
Second.
Before we call for the vote, I want to add my comment and possibly a question. Pat, we have seen over the years that active conservation actually works. It seems like a pretty steep price tag, but you made the comment that water conserved is the cheapest water that we can. It's actually part of our supply portfolio. And this would seem to be important to kind of a battle plan, so to speak, to accomplish our conservation goals that we have. So I'm very supportive of it. But a question addressing the observation that we are still looking at somewhat of a moving target on conservation levels. Does this plan have the ability to accommodate changes and fluctuations depending on what comes out of Sacramento or from the State Water Resources Control Board?
Yes. Absolutely.
If you read the article as late as today in the Times, Felicia Marcus is still saying,
I saw that.
We're not going far enough.
Yeah, I saw that article.
I don't
and
think we've reached the end of the road on that.
Right. I saw another from Hertzberg and Friedman that also was asking for more. So, yeah, there's going to be – the pendulum is going to swing around before we land somewhere. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. We have a motion and a second. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
And the problem is
Director Martin. Yes. Director Peterson. Yes. Director Bonsing. Yes. Director Marks. Yes. Vice President Rosahowski. Yes. And President Goodside. Yes. President Martin. Yes. Thank you. The sign does pass. Very good. Thank you for that. Thank you, staff. Thank you, Warden. Let's move on to item 7, General Manager's Report on Activities, Projects, and Programs. Mr. Stone.
Okay, it's been a busy time. I wanted to highlight something. We did conduct our public outreach workshop this past Monday, March 25th, online. We had Ed Means as our facilitator walking through the strategic plan goals and objectives, and had a few members of the public, a couple of media members, and one at least one story came from that. I'll give a signal kind of summarizing the workshop. Did a fairly good summary of that, and a little bit of Q&A. I thought it went well, and that sort of concludes the strategic planning. Now it's on with actually pursuing the strategic plan. So we will be doing, and already arguing fairly actively. So that's probably the primary thing. I've had a number of meetings, and I'm just kind of going through thinking about how many of those I can talk about in public because of so much ongoing either trend or existing litigation over different things. Nothing out of the ordinary, just a lot of activity in those fronts. So I think I'll truncate it and leave it there for now.
Okay. Thank you. Good. I don't have any public comment cards. Do you have any public comment on Mr. Stone's report?
We do not.
All right. Any comments or questions? Director Armitage?
I'll just say that I know, because I wasn't able to join the workshop live, but I did find it online, so it's available on the webpage if anybody's interested in listening to the recording. Thank you.
Any other comments or questions? Vice President of the House.
Okay, recently the White House has released a statement that what agencies are in, should have more better cybersecurity system. Is this something that we're following up on? I think the statement was made 2 weeks ago. So.
Yes.
Okay.
Very good question, Matt. On the workshop we just had, did we do it again yesterday?
No, was it yesterday? And I'm just imagining that it was last week. Yeah, I think I meant to say the 25th.
Okay. Signal confused. Not spread. Just a comment, I thought it was very well done. I did have a question. Kevin's not here, but I was curious how many attended online. Do we have a number about
that? It didn't look like a tremendous number of people. I didn't do a count throughout the meeting, but yeah, it was probably comparable or a little less than a board meeting. I'm glad it was recorded so that people can get it for leisure. We'll probably highlight it again soon.
Well, I think we did our best to publicize it, and it was very well done. From my compliments to you and Steve and Kevin. So, with that, we can move on.
We do have Kevin Strauss on the line. He's got his hand up. I think he wanted me to make a comment. Kevin, go ahead.
Thanks, April. Are you able to hear me?
I'll be honest.
So, President Martin, we had 11 members of the public outside of staff attend it live. And as Director Armitage mentioned, the recording is available online. We continue to push that through our social media channels so folks can go back and review it. We also have a live comment form so they can input their comments and their feedbacks and suggestions, and that gets directed to me, at which point I share that with Mr. Stone and the executive team. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Kevin. All right, that completes item 7. Let's move on to item 8, committee meeting recap report for informational purposes only. There were 3 reports in your packet today. Before we entertain comments or questions from the board, do we have any public comments? All right, do we have any questions or comments from the board members on committee meeting recap reports? Seeing none, we can move to item 9, written reports for informational purposes only. There were 4 reports included in the packet, as well as the committee planning calendar. Are there any public comment on this, April?
There is not.
Very good. Thank you. We can open up any director comments or questions. Looking glass. All right, there were no questions or comments from the board, so we can move on to item 10, President's Report, and update the board on a few items tonight. Outside of agency conferences and events, the AQUA 2024 Spring Conference in Sacramento will be May 7th to May 9th. I believe April put packets to each of us who are attending. The SCV Chamber of Commerce 15th Annual State of the County will be on June 6, 2024 at the Hyatt Regency. Please pay attention to your email for any other upcoming events, but upcoming board meetings, regular meeting upcoming on April 16th, 6 p.m. in this room, and regular board meeting on May 21st, 6 p.m. in this room. Some additional information. Due to the AQUA Spring Conference, the May 7th regular board meeting will be canceled. There most likely will be a special board meeting on May 13th, 2024, 6 p.m. in this room to cover the items that would have gone to the May 7th board meeting. More information will be forthcoming. At each of our spots is a copy of the ACFR, the finance report. If you don't wish to keep your copy, please turn it back into the or leave it at your spots. Also at our spots is the 2024 Pocket Directory for the California Legislature. And once again, if you do not wish to keep your copy, please leave it at your spot. Upcoming committee meetings held at Summit Circle and the EWS Boardroom at 6:30. The April 4th Engineering and Operations Committee, the April 10th Water Resources and Watershed Committee meeting, the April 15th Finance and Administration Committee meeting, and finally the April 18th Public Outreach and Legislation Committee meeting. For those attending AQUA, your AQUA packets are at each of your spots, which I think I already mentioned. That concludes my report. Are there any public comments, Madam Secretary?
There is not. Just for clarification, this committee meetings are at 5:30.
Okay. Any questions or comments from you? Dr. Armitage?
I don't have a comment on the president's report, but I thought we were on 8 last time. And I do have a comment on number 9, on item 9.
Number 9, okay.
Yeah, sorry.
We can put it in reverse somewhat. We'll go back to item 9.
Okay, sorry. Very briefly. Yeah, is that okay?
Go ahead.
Thank you. For the finance, admin, and information technology section report, I just wanted to say that I was really glad to see the explanation about working with the SoCal Gas for low-income data share so that we can do some more targeted outreach for the ratepayer assistance program. So I just want to say thank you for that. That was great to see. For treatment, distribution, operations, and maintenance section, just a woo-woo again for no recordable incidents for the month. Again, that's always good to see. And thank you to our safety team for keeping everybody safe. And then lastly, in the water resources and outreach section report, just curious to read about the Water Champions program, which I know is new and we're rolling that out. And so a quick question, because it notes that there were 232 local businesses visited with 52 participating in the indoor checkups. And I was just wondering, how are those businesses selected? How did we approach those 232 businesses?
That's a great question. I wish Matt would still.
I'll
give you an answer to that.
But I can reach out to him.
I think it was based on water demands, but I'm not positive.
Okay. I can reach out to him too. So I read my packet a little later than normal. So. And then just really good to see the targeted outreach to the commercial customers and the industrial customers as well. That's noted in this report. So it's good to see the interest on their part. And, you know, I hope that interest continues to grow as other commercial and industrial see what they're doing, hopefully, you know, having cost savings because of it. So that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Director. I trust we're finished with comments on that item that we've already done. President's report. So we are on to 80-12-34 reports. There was one report that was received from Vice President Goodsite that was emailed, posted on the SCD Water website, and a system of our spot. Are there any 80-12-34 reports tonight? Vice President Ozahansky.
On April 1st, I had my one-on-one with the general manager of the Stone. We discussed how the revenue from Devil's Dam is going to be applied here at the agency. We talked about the recycled water ordinance and our ongoing cooperation between the Center for Clean Water and LA County Fire Department in preparation for the upcoming fire season. Thank you, Mr. Stone, for your time.
That's it. Very good. Director Armitage.
Thank you. Thank you. I attended on March 27th, virtually, the Special District Association of North LA County Executive Committee meeting. Just a couple things, topics were, one was we got an update from the representative from CSDA about federal legislation that CSDA is working on in collaboration with other states to recognize and be able to allocate funds to special districts as necessary, particularly during times of emergency. So for instance, during the height of COVID, when we were trying to get special districts some funding to help with COVID issues, There were a lot of barriers because special districts were not recognized as groups who could receive that types of those types of funding. So that's being fixed with this legislation. So there's a big push on their part for that. And I know we signed on to a letter of support for that as well. So thank you to everybody who helped with that. And then we just discussed plans for the next general membership meeting on May 29th, which will be at AVEC. And it will include a tour of their facilities afterwards as well. So put that on the calendar. Thank you.
No more, John.
Very
good. I have one to add to the list. On March 20, I attended the special meeting of the SCVGSA Board of Directors meeting. There were a few items approved on the consent calendar, which were minor items. The items that were up for discussion and action, there was a previous request to review the budget versus actual numbers for FY 2022 and the first half of FY 23-24, and that was presented to the GSA board. There was also a report on the groundwater dependent ecosystem report 2023, the Oak Woodland Upland Monitoring Program, the results. There was also a presentation on the framework for updating the Santa Clara River East Groundwater Subbasin Groundwater Sustainability Plan, our GSP. Those were informational items. There was also a report from Allie as the executive director report, and then request for future agenda items, and that concludes that meeting. So, we have any public comment on the AB 1234s?
We do not.
Good. Any further comments, questions, or?
Okay.
Very good. We are then prepared to move on to item 12, director reports. Are there any director reports tonight? None that side. I was prepared to say something about the workshop that we just did, but I've already covered that. So that concludes our director reports. There was nothing reported, so I don't suppose there's any public comment. Item 13, director request for event attendance. Do we have any requests for event attendance? Nothing there, so no public comment. And we are at item 14, adjournment, and this is starting to get, don't get used to this. we are hereby adjourned. Thank you very much, board, staff, thank you, members of the public.